one activate. Mic two activate. Mic three activate. The time is 6:07 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta. Sorry about that.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. For spellers, it is 472-K-O-O-P. The opinions expressed in this show are just those of the folks that said them and no one else's. Special in-studio guest, DJ Apprentice, Hup.
Hupza.
Oh!
I love that.
Hup, bringing it from the get-go. We just heard what, David?
We just heard Surrender from You Wanted the Best, You Got the Best, ELO.
Hey.
You did it 4 weeks in a row.
4 weeks in a row.
The streak no one cares about. Off the extended version of New World Record, Surrender, ELO, hot stuff.
And starting off the show with Late of the Pier. The Bears are coming, I believe, off of Fantasy Black Channel. That's the name of the album. Folks, we got a lot of show for you today. Mm-hmm. David and I just got back from Dallas.
Literally
an hour and 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Is when we got back into town. And so we'll be talking about why we were in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have a new segment at the end of the show, or reoccurring segment, you know, newish segment called Final Score.
Yeah.
Where we find out who won the show, even though the show is not a competition. But in another way, it very much is a competition.
Yeah, I've learned from last week's show that I am here to destroy you in every way possible.
Good to know.
Yeah, inside the radio and outside, because I set your car on fire.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, that's a euphemism. And that's not my car is on fire. So a lot to talk about today. Hup, yeah. How are you doing, first
I'm
of all?
I'm all right.
Just all right, Hup?
Just all right.
Cool. How's your DJ training coming here at Co-op?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. I finished the training classes on Wednesday.
Do you feel like you're comfortable with this board now?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with it.
So later on, you want to press some buttons, maybe?
Sure. Am I technically...
No, we can supervise you as you press a button, though.
Actually, you know what? I was going to hold your hand while you did it. Like, you know, sort of like training wheels, and just I just want to feel your skin.
Why am I talking about Hup's DJ training on the air? Because that is one of the great things about Co-op. Because Co-op, you, the listener, can come in here, the radio station, and have a show.
Yeah.
You just got to go through the training and help out. And why am I talking about how great Co-op is? Because in a couple weeks, we're going to have our membership drive. Something to start thinking about now.
That's right. Plan accordingly.
Another aspect of Co-op is we have a softball team, which I play on. And I did something very stupid this week. Our softball team is going to rejuvenated, skippered by Jay Robillard.
The morning man.
The morning man.
I like him.
Yeah. And we've gotten some new players recently, and they've really turned the team around. We're playing very competitive games recently. But we've managed to, I think the last three games, we... we're 1-2, but those two losses, one came in the bottom of the ninth, and this one I think was 9-11 loss to the Chronicle.
Okay.
Which I think we led in the top of the eighth inning. That's how close we had to winning this thing.
You said 9-11 loss to the Chronicle?
I know. That's what I did say.
I never forgot.
What do you think about that, Hup?
I'm just wondering, there's a team...
The score.
We lost 9-11.
Ah, I see.
9 runs to 11 runs.
I'll tell you what. I wondered the exact same thing. I was like, what does 9-11 have to do with it? Anyway, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so we lost by a lower number to a higher number.
A lot to a little.
Is that better, guys? Jeez.
It's a lot better.
Help me out here. And during one play, I'm on second base, and they make a kind of a wild throw. And on that throw, I'm able to get to third. And so I'm on third base. But the Chronicle players, like I said, a wild throw, but he sort of scrambled the shortstop at this point. Mm-hmm. He scrambled, and he's kind of like laying on the ground on top of the ball. And I'm looking at the catcher, and I don't think she's ready for me to come rumbling in. And so I try to do what? B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, be aggressive.
Right.
Because I can't hit very well, but...
you run like lightning.
Like a tiger being shot at. And so, like, you know what? I'm going home. And that's sort of like, you know what? I'm going home. It's kind of what I said in my brain. But here's what I said out loud. I look down at the shortstop who's got the ball, and I go, F you! And I run. And I was like, why did I say that? Except I didn't say F.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of there, and I'm just kind of like, I'm hopping up and down, like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I go, I'm running. But so in order to, for some reason, announce my running, keep in mind, I have no animosity towards anyone.
No, you don't.
And I kind of hate trash talking, which I'll mention later on in the show, too.
And actually, softball happens to be one of your favorite things right now. Like, you enjoy it.
Yeah, but it stresses me out, too.
I know it does.
But no, I really like playing for the co-op softball team. It's great, and you get to meet a lot of co-op DJs. And it's just fun. It's good exercise.
Yeah.
And so, but somebody's like, F you! And I ran, and
I hope you
I guarantee you that I touched that base before she tagged me, but that's not what the umpires, and I got called out at home.
Good.
Yep. And afterwards, I felt like a complete jackass. Complete. I apologized to that guy once right at the end of that inning.
Yeah.
Another time after the game.
What was the response?
He's like, well, one guy didn't hear me. Another guy, I think third baseman for the Chronicle, Travis, give him a shout out because he and I went to the same high school.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And anyway, and he was like, he heard it and he goes, wait, did he just say that? They couldn't believe that I said this. And of course, my own team loved it that I said that. They're like, oh, look at you, you idiot. You're so dumb.
Yeah. You know what? We've talked about this before on the show. You do that a lot. Like, actually, when we were driving to Dallas, which we will get more into later, we happened to pass people that we were going to Dallas with.
Oh, man.
Riding in separate cars.
I don't know if I'm prepared to talk about this yet, but we'll give you a little taste. Okay. But go ahead. You finish the story.
Yeah. We're taking a convoy. We're taking two separate cars, but we left at different times. So we weren't expecting to see them on the road. So I look over. Joe is the name of the driver of the second car. I look over and was like, hey, we just passed Joe. Immediately, you could not wait to do what?
As soon as I saw that we passed Joe and co-op DJ John Erler, as soon as I passed him, I go, hey, look, it's Joe and John. And I flip them off. Because that is my first reaction anytime I see anyone that I know.
Like, reached over my seat just to make sure the bird was seen.
Joe, flashback to last year, this guy Joe had just told me that I got an email or whatever that he and his girlfriend got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm driving my car like the next day and I see them. I'm like, oh, hey, it's Joe. And I roll down my window and I go, Joe Parsons sucks. To get his attention. And he's like, oh, hey, there's Mac. Hey. Like, I guess he's used to the fact that like Hup, if I were to see you walking on the street and I was like, you can talk and be like, so anyway, yeah. And then, hey, that's my DJ Prince Hop. Hold on, let me roll down the window. Hop sucks. Hey, there is. He saw me. Hey, Hop, how's it going? Like, that's how I would get your attention for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's like every time you see somebody, like, your moron lever breaks. Oh. And it's just set in the on position all the time. It's like,
I can't help it.
Most pleasant person in the world. Hi. Oh, I want to fight you in the face.
So what happens when you run into your mother in the supermarket or something?
I'm aware of where my mom is at all
well,
times.
Yeah, you don't want to like, F you, mom.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I'd probably, you know what I'd do? I'd sneak up on her when she wasn't looking. Give her a hug.
Yeah,
aw. This show's pro-mom.
Oh, yeah.
This show's decidedly pro-mom. And also, you know what? And a rare term, strongly pro-father as well.
Yes, pro-parents.
Pro-parents. But notice I said father, though, creating a rift.
I'm supportive of the pro-mama administration.
Yikes.
And we're off. I'm exhausted. Leave me alone.
We also play, I think, a game this Tuesday against Book People, our fierce rivals.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, no, it's coming out Tuesday.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Tickets still available
at the Creek Softball Complex. And by tickets, I mean there's no tickets. You can just walk up.
Mac, don't tell them that. I'm selling tickets.
Awesome thing about last game, though, is afterwards the ice cream man came by and I got a Spider-Man ice cream thing with two bubblegum eyes. Just want to give that. I'm bragging at this point. Just bragging.
Is that right?
I totally rocked the Spider-Man thing. Two bubblegum eyes. Because you're thinking like, oh, I'll get the catcher's mitt ice cream bar because it's got the one baseball bubble gum in the middle. That's just one bubble gum.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of bubble gum and ice cream, though.
Oh, why? Because it's horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is. You're right about that. Anyway, that's my softball story.
Anyway, where am I going with
this? You had some stuff you want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll talk about it. Yeah. Let me dig this out. Yeah, a little visit to the news desk because...
Hold on a second.
I just...
That's Radio Hop right there.
I read an article this week that I rode the wave of emotions. It was a really sweet article. It was a really nice article. Not sweet. That's a stupid word. But by the end of it, I realized, like, I think I'm done. I think I'm done with this world. I just need to check out of society. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I was reading an article online on the computer.
Go on.
On Wired Magazine's website. And the article was about The Iron Giant, the movie that came out 10 years ago. Actually, that's why they were writing the article. Hup, are you familiar with The Iron Giant?
Somewhat. I know of it.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Okay, audience, cover your ears because I'm not allowed to endorse anything. Hup, you should see this movie.
Okay. You can endorse things.
It's an adorable movie. I love this movie. I love it. I'll gush about it if I have to talk about
it. I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's great. It's from Brad Bird, who did The Incredibles, which is also one of my favorite movies ever, and Ratatouille, which is also adorable in its own
Two
right.
Two more I have not seen.
But this what? Is, it's pretty much...
Oh, you got your homework for this
Wait,
week
you
is
haven't
to
seen
The Incredibles.
Nope.
The Incredibles is great.
I swear to God, you better come back next
you
week.
You go into that movie and you go and be like, this is going to be a dumb kid's movie. I want you to have that mindset when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare to be rocked.
All right. I'm taking notes.
But The Iron Giant is not 3D animation for the most part. Iron Giant himself is, but it's made to look like traditional 2D cell animation.
Exactly, yeah.
Just for folks keeping score at home.
Yeah, it's sort of a throwback. It's set in the 50s. It's this cute little movie about an Iron Giant, this robot that gets found by this kid, and the robot learns to love, basically.
Spoiler alert, robot learns to love.
Yeah, and it says, you know, basically the article is talking about how, you know, this was 10 years ago, and it's so underappreciated, and it's got so many levels. It's this movie, basically, it asks the question, like, if a gun had a soul, would it want to be a gun? You know, would it want to be this thing that causes harm and does damage to, you know, lives? Great movie. And so the article is also very good, and the article, you know, sort of touches on the great parts of the movie. But then
Christopher McDonald.
That's right.
His voice performance in that.
the best thing Vin Diesel's ever done. Also.
Yeah, Vin Diesel was just the voice of the robot, and he's just basically like, love!
Superman! Yeah, that's it. Still better than anything. But, Mac, what did I do wrong?
Let me see. So this article's on the internet.
Uh-huh. And let me ask another question. What is a third of the show fodder I ever bring to this show?
Your reaction to comment or message board,
absolutely
internet comment section.
Yeah, right.
So I'm sure you read the comments. Did you leave a comment?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's...
No, I pulled out.
That's
I was
more
like
fool me eight times.
Yeah,
think
exactly.
About that.
I'm just an idiot. I keep burning my hand on the stove if I do that.
So, but you read the comments from these idiots.
Yeah, because, you know, because it really was this very benign article. I just wanted to hear people, you know, I just wanted to read the comments that said, oh, I love this movie too. I remember seeing this 10 years ago.
I wanted to wallow in the niceness.
Exactly.
A little bit longer.
I wanted to wrap it around me like a blanket and just fall asleep. But then the comments started taking this turn for the weird, and I actually printed out some of them. Yeah, again, you know, there's comments like, oh, I love this movie, that sort of thing. But then I get to one that says, but can you be at peace against an enemy that lives only for your destruction? Can you afford to be a pacifist against the madness of forces here and there that thrive only in hatred and, yes, evil?
Wait, did that have a preface at all?
No,
that's just straight into the comment?
That is an exact quote. Like, there's... That's just off the article.
I'm going to be honest with you. My brain didn't even try to get meaning out of that. I was just like, eh, boy, boring.
Yeah. And then you get to this one. Like, because the article refers to, you know, post 9/11 and the so-called war on terror. It actually uses the term so-called war on terror.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Well,
they're not sticking up for my boy, Bush.
So then this comment came up. I liked this movie when I saw it a few years ago for the first time, but I really could have done without all the political comments in this review, such as a so-called post 9/11 era and the so-called war on terror. These are not so-called, dummy. Sorry you feel that bad about your country. You country, sorry. I guess you are just another Obama-eyed following instructions. Are you going to forward email snitching on friends and coworkers to the White House or to his White House site like he wants people to do? I wonder if the ones that do will get a free brown shirt.
So why did you bring up that comment as an example of a good one? Why are you laughing?
This was an article about a kid's movie. That happens to be really sweet.
And it sounds like the author had to turn it anti-freedom.
Okay, so once, twice, three times a lady. This is the third one that really just, I was done. Yeah, there are no bad people in the world except Americans. If we all just sat down, held hands, and sang Kumbaya, then all the problems in the world would disappear. Now I get it. Not.
Oh!
I thought they were on board until they said not, and then I realized I was the fool. Look.
Pressure drop.
With these people, I just want to know, like.
Dude, lower the knot hammer. Lower the knot boom.
Like, are there just people out there who can't turn it off? Like, can they just, like, you know, because the movie is anti-violence. You know, it's this sort of sweet message of peace. And they take offense to that. Like, there's this sort of this affront, like, hey, we can't have peace. We need to, you know, be ready at all times.
Well, are they taking offense at the movie or are they taking offense at the article?
You know what? Actually, the comments sort of split down the middle. Or, like, the anti-article comments were sort of against the reviewer and also against the movie for being anti-violence.
But that's like, weird.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just have a nice little conversation about a kid's movie without you freaking out and like worrying that your civil liberties are at risk. I got so upset. And
what do you expect? It's Obama's America now.
It is Obama's America.
It's Obama's America.
And that was me complaining. Sorry about that, folks.
Yay.
But yeah, I
what do you do?
You know what? I'm going to put a... Do you have...
No, I want to talk about Dallas now.
Oh, let's... Wow, I completely forgot about Dallas.
That's right. So, David and I, we do this radio show not to promote our outside endeavors because that's not what co-op is about.
No. Heavens no.
Co-op is about you, the community. You, the person who's not calling in right now, 472-5667. I don't know why you're not.
And hey, remember, we do all this for you. And remember that in 2 weeks when we start asking for money. Come on now.
I take it personally. Because last show, by the way, killer callers. Everyone did an amazing job.
Amazing job.
Man. Yeah. I don't know what's going on today, though. Anyway, but so we were in Dallas doing one of these things we get paid to do on occasion. And but we were doing this an event called QuakeCon, which is a convention for people who like online gaming.
That's right.
Most notably, the video game Quake. And you might be saying, like, oh, man, Mac and David, you went to a convention full of, like, online gamers. You must have been busting on those nerds all day long. Hee-hoo-hoo-ha. And I would say to you, you don't know me, sir.
Exactly.
Because neither David and I are any sort of gamers. At the same time, we're going to go to some place where people are enthusiastic about something that they like having fun doing, just bust on them all. That's not us.
Yeah, exactly. These people wanted us there and could not have been happier to have us there. We're not going to spit in their face.
You think I'm going to come back here to home base and sit on my ivory tower and make fun? No, that's not what we're about here.
No, I sold my ivory tower.
You will bust on their beloved stories.
Oh, will you?
Don't spoil it.
KOP, you're on the air.
So what I like to do to find really hilarious reviews on message boards.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Who is this, by the way?
Wait a second.
I think I know this voice.
I'll go to like Amazon or IMDb. You know, pick out like the most highly acclaimed movies and books and everything that there is, and you do a search and you narrow it down to the reviewers that gave it like one star. That is really funny. Like I was talking to that the other day with Tom Waits' Rain Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh man, some people didn't like that one.
Wow, what a shock. So let's be clear for the audience. This is the DMF. This is Slappy Pinch Bottom, is that correct?
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, Slappy.
Have we talked about this before? Because I love doing this also, but I go the other way with it, where...
Oh, you go to horrible products.
Yes.
And who gave them five-star reviews.
Exactly.
That's pretty good.
Like, go find Kid Rock's Devil Without a Cause or something like that, and be like, Rock really brought on this album.
Yeah.
He's a cowboy.
Most awesome record ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how many hours I spent at my old job looking up like reviews for Toby Keith records and just watching people, like, because again, it also takes this weird political turn, obviously, you know, because it's Toby Keith. But yeah, just hearing people like, finally, he's saying what we're all thinking, and I hate blacks, and you're like, whoa, slow down, reviewer. One at a time.
He's saying a little bit too much about what they're all thinking.
Yeah, if there was a 6-star, I would give it.
Awesome. Hey, Slappy, thanks for the call.
Oh, sure, and can I say one more thing?
Absolutely. Please.
The return of the Odd Preoccupation premieres tomorrow.
Oh, hey.
At 3 in the p.m.
Well, hey, stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Part of Co-op's awesome weekend lineup.
It's true.
Take it easy, Slaps.
Take care.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Will, he's coming back. That's really cool.
You know, I think that... I think Slappy's got a better system, though.
How so?
Because I feel like if you go to horrible products and you read the 5-star reviews, I feel like those have a tendency... I think those reviews will be shorter. Like, I think if you did go to, like... what's a horrible movie? Hop, give me an example. What's a movie you think would be horrible?
Horrible.
Just bad movie.
Just off the top of your head.
Take your time with it. Think of a bad movie.
I'm going to eat the sandwich while you're doing that.
Battleship Earth.
Battleship
Battlefield
Earth. Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield.
Yeah. So I think if you went and you just did a 5-star review for Battlefield Earth, it might just be like, movie's awesome, 5 stars. Like, that might be it. But if someone really hated The Godfather, I think they might be like, oh, this movie was so boring.
Let me tell you the ways that it's awful. You're absolutely right. That's true.
Unless they gave 1 star and they're like, too long, didn't watch.
Sent from iPhone.
Yep.
Anyway, back to Dallas.
So are we going to bust on the story? So yeah, we went to QuakeCon, this convention for online gaming, and we walk in and it's at this hotel. It's in Grapevine, Texas. So not really Dallas.
Right.
In fact, we didn't even drive through Dallas. We drove through Fort Worth.
Which, quick aside.
Yeah.
On the way to Dallas, there's apparently this.
It's broke David's heart.
Gas station, convenience store, rest stop. Like, it's like Willie's rest stop.
It's like Blue Skies rest stop or something like that.
It's a Willie Nelson rest stop.
Yep.
And I wanted to go there and just load up on merchandise, but the road forks. There's the Dallas Road and there's the Fort Worth Road.
Yeah, like there's 35 west and 35, I guess, east.
Yeah, exactly. And so the Willie Nelson rest stop is on the way to Dallas.
Oh.
We had to go to Fort Worth, so we completely missed it. I saw the sign an hour away. And I was like, you know, we're only 100 exits away, 90 exits away, 80 exits away. And so when we finally got on the Fort Worth Road, broke my damn heart.
David tried to jump out of the moving car to end his own life.
No.
But I was like, no, David, you get back in this car. And it had stuff that was like, come to Blue Skies, Willie. You know, like, it was like, we got gas, Big Willie dogs, and like other weird things that.
I would have gotten so fat on Big Willie dogs, but no. Now I got to drive to Dallas like a moron just to go.
We did stop at the check stop in West Texas and get some culaches, I believe is what it's called.
That's right.
It's a spicy Spanish treat, I believe.
The spiciest.
Yeah. I don't know why they called it the check stop then. Anyway. And it's at this hotel called the Gaylord Hotel, which, look, I'm a mature man. No, well, I'm not. Okay. I laughed a bunch at that. Yep. Especially they have like an in-hotel magazine. Yeah, a picture of a car and the title of the magazine was just Gaylord.
And, I almost wanted.
I'd like to say that I'm a bigger man to not laugh at that, but I'm not. I'm sorry.
No, of course I'm 12 years old, but I wanted nothing more than to like just be sitting in the plane, just like, hello, I'm reading Gaylord magazine.
You could put anything in front of Lord though, and it's pretty funny. Like, you like cats? What if you're a cat lord? Like, what if you're reading like Cat Lord magazine? That'd be awesome.
Sandwich Lord.
They
Weekly.
Have an in-house magazine for the hotel.
Yeah,
that's how swank it is.
Like if Holiday Inn had like the Holiday Inn Journal.
Right, but is it a chain? I've never heard of Gaylord.
Yeah. It's a very big chain. Not huge like Holiday Inn or something like that. But the University of Oklahoma, their stadium is called the Gaylord Hotel Stadium because it's that big.
And they sponsor the Music City Bowl too.
That's right.
Gaylord Hotel's Music City Bowl.
Yeah. So it's out there. It's big.
Yeah, and it's this big giant resort / convention center thing. And there's another one. It was right next to it, called like the Wolf's Nest or something like that. It had these giant wolves like carved out of the outside. I was actually a little jealous.
Yeah, it looked majestic.
It did look majestic. And this place was big. And, you know, we're walking in and, like you start seeing some gamers and stuff like this. And it was sponsored by this. Here's another thing that we just couldn't stop. You know, it's such a trap. It's such a trap. But. So if you're a gamer, you want to stay up as late as much as you can and play this game, right?
Right.
And so they have this energy drink that's marketed towards gamers, and it is spelled Bawls. How do you pronounce that, Hup?
Balls.
That is correct.
That's the one.
And it's like this. It tastes like a flat Sprite, and it's got like extra caffeine. And
yeah, some of the people we were with, they just wanted to test it. And sort of
including
like,
including me,
yeah.
And I think I had half a can. I was vibrating like, that's a lot of caffeine.
I think one of our friends traveled through time just by drinking it.
He came back and he's like, "Mac, David, it's about your kids. Gotta get back to the future. Put garbage in my car."
Yeah,
and that was another thing I could stop giving at. But
so that's how you identify a gamer. By
the balls.
The only person that I've let's not do this that we've already.
Look, I'm not mentioning the drinking contest that they had.
Because, like, let's say the name of the drink was Sprite. You could say, like, I have some Sprite in my mouth. Like, that basically that kind of joke, which I'm sure everyone made. You know, it's half brilliant.
Yeah. But let me say
how do you say that when you have Sprite in your mouth?
Stop.
No, you. It's not good technical.
I do want to say this. Like, I want to put it out there just to know what we were up against and just to know how childish we are. I will use Sprite as a substitute. This this QuakeCon, this, so, you know, this
which is not a convention for Quakers. I had to had a lot of jokes prepared about Quakers. I just had to drop it. I had 15 minutes on their religion.
Hey, what's up with Shakers, huh?
Gone. Yeah.
What's up with their furniture?
Yeah. Who likes the oats we make?
But this QuakeCon had an event. It was a drinking contest for this drink. Let's call it Sprite. And it was actually titled the Sprite Chugging Contest, but it wasn't Sprite. It was
how much Sprite can you chug?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Sprite. It was a drink that's spelled B-A-W-L-S.
And I was like, really? You know what you're doing, you monsters. How dare you?
Oh, they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. That didn't get by. It's not like a Lou Balls, like is his name, like Lewis Balls. Like if he's like a... I've made my own energy drink. Let's first of all, it's not an energy drink.
No,
it's not energy. It's just stimulant. This is caffeine. but yeah, we show up and we're like, it's this giant hotel, and somebody told me that in the winter, what they do is they fill a place with ice sculptures, and they like, you know, they charge you admission to go look at them, and like, there's a big sign, and it's like, Gaylord Texan Summerfest. And apparently Summerfest means that, like, you can walk around inside this hotel, and they had like stilt walkers, like people walking around on stilts. And one was like a giant cowboy, and the other was like a giant moss man, like covered.
He was covered in foliage.
Yeah, which was kind of weird.
I named him Ryan Leaf, but it was creepy.
Boing.
Like, I was going to have a few drinks. I knew that. And I so did not want to run into this guy because I was afraid I would fight him.
The Swamp Thing?
Yes, like Swamp Thing.
He was totally Swamp Thing. Yeah,
he totally was.
And they also had a person making balloon animals who kind of needed to shave. Like, you know, it's one thing to have like a guy who's like making balloon animals for kids, but if he's got like, you know, a couple days beard growth, then I don't know why that bothered me.
Yeah, no, there's something unsettling about it.
It's like,
here you go.
Hold on, I'll finish your puppy as soon as I ash the cigarette. Okay, there you go. And they also had a human statue. And by the way, I hate human statues.
Worst.
And the best part is they had an ad in the elevator for Summerfest, and it had a picture of the human statue in it. And in the picture, he just looks so bored. But isn't every picture of a person a picture of a human statue?
Yeah.
It's like the other picture, people are moving.
And look, this
place. Like, how can I tell it's a human statue? Maybe he was just a human guy who runs a lot and he just happened to be sitting at that moment.
And this place is giant. It is a complex, a compound even.
It's a total compound.
Like, several restaurants. Like,
we,
you know,
found out too late they had a nightclub on the other side of this lake, or we would have gone.
Oh, we would have gone. I've been a Tomcatting. But yeah, there's so many other things you could have taken pictures of. Why take a picture of the motionless gentleman?
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun.
It was a blast.
It was a total blast. Yeah. And, you know, afterwards, we were walking around the gaming floor, and it was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I mean, I'll say I'm not really into video games.
I am not. Absolutely not.
And it's nothing against them. I own them. I just don't play them. Like, yeah. I just don't have the time.
I got stuff to do. Absolutely.
And I look at other people playing video games. I go, that looks like fun. I wish I could do that. But part of me is kind of glad because, like, I know that's a time suck. And I don't need, like, I already have 9 of those in my life.
Yeah.
Read between lines, people. Kids. No. But how do you, are you a gamer at all?
No.
Have you ever been? Like, did you ever play when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of Nintendo,
yeah,
you know, and I think the last game system I owned was the first PlayStation.
Oh. That's what you're really into?
Yeah, I'd kind of like get into it, put it down.
Do you ever revisit it?
Not in years.
Good for you. That's really good.
No, I don't know. Like, here's another thing. So I feel guilty.
I'd like to.
Yeah. I'd like to, too.
Well, as I was telling you earlier, yeah. I lost my job a while back, a long time ago.
Yeah, pizza.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, it was pizza. It was Austin Amican Food Town when it burned down.
When it burned down, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. But, yeah. And I was like, hey, I've got all this free time. You know what I'll do? I'll play some video games. I'll just sit around. I started playing one for like a day. I was like, you know what? I'm unemployed and I've got stuff to do. I've got better things to do. And I stopped. So, I don't know.
But I was looking around the game floor, and, you know, I had that kind of attitude or whatever, but I was like, man, look at all these people. They travel to this place. They're going to stay up all night playing video games with, like, an entire room of other people. I'm jealous.
They're doing something they love.
This looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
In fact, the people at QuakeCon actually set us up with computers, and they let us play around. And that was the one moment. Because here's the thing. I don't react well to trash talking. And so this one guy who was very nice, and he like bought us drinks.
Yeah.
He set us up with the computers. Like, we were in a special like little VIP area just playing against each other. David, what was your name?
I don't want to say.
Was it Dirty?
Yes.
Okay. I remember your name.
Oh, why would you even ask that?
I forgot. Well, my name was Mr. Sexter. Or Mr. Sexer. It was my name. I don't know why. I know why, because it's 3 a.m. at that point.
That's right.
But this guy who set us up, somebody had to go to the bathroom, and he took their place, and he was like, oh, get some. And just like, you know, started trash talking. And of course, like, I don't react well to trash talking.
No.
So I was like, wow, this is a big talk for a guy who's wearing cargo shorts right now, or something like that. Yeah. He's like, well, that's well put. And then I started in on him a little more.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? That's interesting that you say this. Like, and I started like, you know, slicing him up a little bit with my words. And then like after the game, it was like time to go. And I was like, you know what? It's good that this game ended right now. Cause the game was over, and I was like, shook my hands. Like, oh, thanks a lot. That was so much fun. I'm so glad I'm getting out of here now, because if I stayed 5 more minutes, I might actually not like you.
Yeah.
That might, it's not necessarily his problem, because he's fun having a video game. I take it too seriously.
No, and what's more is, you know, oftentimes when you and I are out, we'll play good cop, bad cop, like, you know, and we'll alternate roles. You know, sometimes I'm the bad cop or whatever. But in this instance, like, he was talking trash and you were reciprocating on, and I could kind of tell it was going to escalate. And so I started to defuse it.
Yeah, you were like, easy. And I was like, back off, David.
But then I found myself joining in, because
he got a little, he was like, hey, David, he was like saying some things to you in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Because he's like trying to have Spanish on you.
He sure was.
Because you're David Hada, because you're Spanish.
Exactly.
You're some kind of Spanish.
Because of the skin I wear.
Yeah. He was like, everybody in the things he was saying, it was toilet talk.
But yeah, exactly. It was not suitable for radio.
Yeah.
Had we stayed there 10 more minutes, his face would have been in that monitor. But don't let that take away from the weekend.
But we didn't stay there 10 more minutes. And so we had an awesome time, and everyone was really nice and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
And also we had this this drunk guy, because it was his birthday. He was with us. And it's so nice to be out. Hopper, do you like drinking?
Not so much.
Really?
Oh, how about that?
When's the last time you had a cocktail? Oh, wow. He's thinking
sometime in March.
Wow.
Good for you.
So when we tell you our tales of low life drinking, you're kind of looking down on us a little, aren't you? Be honest.
No, I get a little, some kind of vicarious kick out of it.
Oh, really?
Do you think you're better than us, or are you really better than us?
Yeah. Do you think you're better than us, or do you know you're better than us?
Oh, gee. Think or no.
Keep this in mind for the final score, by the way.
Yeah. Wait, what? Well, anyway, and so this guy... Well, then maybe you won't relate to this, Huff, but it's so nice to be hanging out with people and drinking and not be the drunk one.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, like, this guy was, like, super drunk. It was his birthday, and he made a wizard staff, which is when you drink so much and you tape, or he's holding a wizard staff. Somebody else made it. John did. John Earler. And prop.
Yeah.
Ugh, you got to keep going. And so he's holding this, basically you tape beer cans one on top of each other, and so you have a giant staff made out of beer cans. But some of these cans, of course, contain that caffeine drink that we were talking about earlier.
Great con.
And so the more he was kind of walking around, he's like, oh man, you know, and people were talking with it. Some people even took his picture with it.
Yeah.
And then when he got drunk, it started to become real dangerous for him to have that. He was like, this guy had this like, you know, it's case mod, like when you like, you know, you take your computer box and modify it. And they had like made some sort of weird like blocks thing out of his computer station. He smashed it with his cane and his wizard staff, and he just threw it on the ground. He was hitting people.
He smacked me on the back of the legs with it, which I thought was hilarious because it doesn't hurt. But at the same time, I'm like, no, someone's not going to like that.
And then he would like... it was great. So here's to you, Sean.
Yes.
If you're not listening right now,
he's sleeping it off.
You did it. Well, he's got to work. He said.
Oh, that's right.
But you did a great job. And before we take a break here in a second, the highlight for me of QuakeCon was when we first showed up. I saw somebody in a stormtrooper costume.
Uh huh. That's right.
Which I was excited about because I was like, I wonder if anyone is going to dress up at this thing. I know it's like online gaming, so it's not. You know, I don't think people dress up. But I saw a guy in a stormtrooper and I got excited. But late at night, some guy came out dressed as Pedo Bear. Do you know who that is?
Pedo Bear.
Pedo Bear. It's a it's some sort of anime looking bear that has somehow become the internet shortcut for pedophilia. And I say this in a way because, like, let's say if your website then makes a post about like Miley Cyrus and she's like dressed too provocatively because she's underage, they'll slap this like little cartoon bear on there. That's all it is. So it's sort of this weird, sort of like stupid, slightly perverted, cheeky internet thing.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody came out in this costume and I was like, I literally freaked out. I was like, Pedo Bear! Pedo Bear! Like, I had like had to get a picture with
this
person. I've
got three pictures of him with Pedo
Bear. Oh, and bury me with them, David. Bury me with them. Well, folks, let's take a break. I'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after some. I know this is a popular band to get heard elsewhere, but this is pretty much what I've been listening to this week.
It's a deep cut.
Weezer. Tired of Sex off of Pinkerton. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Knocking out the announcements one by one by one by one by one. And hold on, we've got a call. Let me pop this up there.
Hello?
KOP, hello. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. How's it going?
It's going great. Who's this?
Yeah, great.
Is this the disc jockey team?
Yes, it is. This is yes, the Mascot Wedding Show. We're on the air right now.
We were earlier talking about staying at the hotel in the Grapevine, Texas, the Gaylord.
Yeah, we're staying at the Gaylord Texan. That's right.
May I ask why you didn't stay at the nearby resort, the Wolf's Nest?
The Wolf's Nest. Well, like we said, we kind of wanted to, but it was out of our hands. Like, we didn't really make the reservations. It wasn't our thing, you know.
Why didn't you change the reservations and to stay at the Wolf's Nest once you saw its beauty?
Well, it was majestic, like I said, but you know, majestic. we were offered. I'm sorry?
Continue.
Well, we were offered a room at the Gaylord Texan, and so we just decided to take that instead.
So when you walked inside and actually saw the room and saw what a dump it was, why didn't you leave and go to the Wolf's Nest?
I don't know where you're getting that from. It wasn't a dump at all. It was actually quite nice and comfortable, and it was a good room.
But really, there's no... Look, I should be honest with you. My name is Lawrence Wolf's Nest.
Lawrence Wolf's Nest.
Lawrence.
Wait, so... Okay, so it's... Do you own the Wolf's Nest?
That is correct. I'm the owner and creator of the Wolf's Nest.
Wow, congratulations.
To me. Thank you. Who else is in there?
DJ Apprentice Hup.
DJ Apprentice Hup. Pleased to meet you, Hup.
Pleased to meet you, Lawrence.
Lawrence Wolf's Nest. You may call me Mr. Wolf's Nest.
Mr. Wolf's Nest.
All right, Mr. Wolf's Nest. Okay, so I guess we've got a little, an entrepreneur on the phone with us.
To be honest with you, I want your business.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, it's
I
not
want you to stay at the Wolf's next time you were there. We can offer things the Gaylord does not. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
When you walked into that hotel, how many beds were in the room?
Mac and I were sharing a room, so there was, two double beds.
Well, if your boyfriend, and you stay at, the Wolf's Nest, there will be... three beds at the very least.
Okay, well, I mean, first of all, I'm not even going to clear that up. But we don't need three beds.
Oh, is he not your boyfriend? Is that what you would
say? Exactly, that's right, yeah.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Okay, that's even weirder. But no, we wouldn't need three beds. I don't see, that just seems like a lot.
Why wouldn't you need three beds?
Why wouldn't you need three beds?
Well, Hup, I'll tell you. It just seems like a lot. Like, I would, you know, normally stay there, like, in a hotel by myself, or I would share a bed with somebody, or I would just go with one of the...
What's wrong with adding extra comfort to your stay?
It just seems superfluous to me. You know, we wouldn't need the third bed.
You know, back in the day, people thought shoes were superfluous.
That's...
He's got a point.
Are you wearing shoes right now?
I am wearing shoes right now, yes.
Three beds.
Okay, well, three beds. Well, okay, then that sounds, you know... Okay, fine.
Did you eat it at any of the restaurants inside the Gaylord?
You know, there were quite a few. We did. We had we went
How many
to one.
Restaurants were there?
I want to say like four, maybe.
Well, at the Wolf's Nest, we have 18.
18 restaurants. Wow. My goodness! Wow.
Yes, you can come and get all the zebra burgers you can eat.
Like, Is that just a name for it, or is it actual zebra?
We'll serve you real zebra. Let me ask you this. Did the Gaylord allow you to hunt and kill your own meal?
Heavens no. I should hope not.
Well, at the Wolf's Nest, you can.
You know what? I don't know if I would want to do that.
You can kill and eat your own giraffe.
A giraffe?
That's right.
As a wolf would.
That's right.
As a wolf?
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you've looked an animal in the eye, choked the life out of it, and then... ate it.
Oh, gee.
That's too long, Hup. I can tell you right now. If you didn't say this morning, I'll tell you, Hup, you aren't living. This is something that the Wolf's Nest offers you.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I felt a little emptiness.
That's true. Hup, do me a favor.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor, Hup?
Maybe. It depends.
Take your hand. David, you do this too.
Okay.
Take
your hand and place it against, I assume you're both bare-chested?
No, I'm wearing a shirt.
Oh, how come you're wearing a shirt?
Because...
You're a man, aren't you?
I am a man, yeah. I'm a man who wears...
The sun is shining, correct?
Yeah, the sun is shining.
Bare your chest, man. Bare them.
No, that's okay. I'm going to stick with my shirt. Thank you.
Okay, well, touch your hand to your bare chest. You may have to fight off your massive mane of chest hair if you're anything like me.
I'm not. So wait a second. Hold on. Let me get this straight.
You feel your heart beating?
No. Yes, I do feel my heart beating.
Can you hear what it's saying to you, David?
It's a heart beating.
Up, do you hear what your heart is saying to you?
Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Kill. Kill.
Oh, that's what that said.
Eat your prey. Wolf's nest. Wolf's nest. Wolf's Nest, Hup, do you hear it? Wolf's Nest, stay at the Wolf's Nest, not the Gaylord.
You know, I'm glad you're here to translate my heartbeat for me, because I had no idea.
No, I got to step in here. I don't think either of our hearts are saying that. It's not this sort of, you're making the Wolf's Nest to be out this macho thing. It doesn't need to be a macho thing.
It is. It's not about being macho, it's about being yourself, and it's not the kind of thing that it sounds like you're going to get to the Gaylord, but it is the kind of thing that... You'd feel like a new man if you came to the Wolf's Nest.
Well, I think I would...
Kind of the hotel, it's great, you know, you come in, you check in, you leave your wife and the kids in the room, and that's where they stay, and then you get to go out and experience all that the Wolf's Nest has to offer.
Like, what else does the Wolf's Nest have to offer, then?
Well, did I mention the... let me ask you this. Did the Gaylord have any sort of sporting events?
Like sporting... No, it doesn't.
Super sporting, did you say?
No, any sort of sporting events.
What did Hub say?
Oh, he's just clarifying. He wanted to know if you were talking about super sporting events.
What I'm talking about is bare-knuckle boxing.
The Gaylord Texans certainly did not have bare-knuckle boxing.
Well, we don't either, because the knuckles aren't bare. But we do host an underground boxing fight every night.
Underground boxing at the right. Wolf's Nest.
Right. And, so, no gloves are involved. But
wait, so hold on.
Yes?
You said... It's not bare knuckle, but there are no gloves involved. What are their knuckles covered with?
Sometimes thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks?
Yes. Other times, hot oil.
Hot oil.
That's right.
This sounds other incredibly times, dangerous.
Other times, a kind of a tactile acid.
I don't like this at all.
Incredibly exhilarating. Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
When's the last time you've stared into a man's eyes as you've beaten the life out of him? That's too long, Hope, if it takes you that long to answer. I can tell you that right now.
I don't like this line of questioning.
So why don't you come down and stay at the Wolf's Nest?
Well, you know what? I would have. It seemed like a kind of a fun place to stay, but now it just seems overly aggressive to me. Like,
it's not overly aggressive. There's lots of things for you to do while your wife stays in the room and plays with the kids.
Yeah, why do you keep saying that? Are they not allowed in the... Why are you saying that? That's weird.
Well, there's plenty of areas for them to come, but the main area of the Wolf's Nest is for men only. Besides, they need to be in the back room when you arrive, return to mount them.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
When you come like a proud lion, your mane glistening after killing and eating a giraffe.
Okay, which I wouldn't do.
And you have the raw meat in your mandibles and you drop it off so your children can eat.
Again?
So, your powerful lady wolf and mount her.
Oh, all right. That's disgusting. No. I got it. Thank you, though. Yeah, I don't know if this is the place for me. It seemed like fun, but now it's just It's not.
You're going. You're coming. You're going to go there.
No. Well, now you're just being overly aggressive. No, I don't think so.
Let me ask you this, David. Are you the hunter or are you the hunted?
I'm neither, actually.
Oh, that sounds like something they... you make me so sad, David. It sounds like something the hunted might say.
No, I'm not the hunted. I'm just a person.
Yes, well, you're a person that... there might be something else that might be of interest to you.
And what's
that? Do you enjoy game hunting, David?
Game hunting? No, not really. I'm not a hunter, like I said.
What if you were to hunt the most dangerous game?
Okay.
With you to hunt man.
Is there man hunting at the Wolf's Nest?
Yes, and we're short one man to hunt next weekend.
Is that right?
I think I just found him.
And who would that be?
I'm going to hunt you, David.
Please don't hunt me.
Well, then come to the Wolf's Nest as a guest.
No, why would I do that? You just said you wanted to hunt me.
Like, if I don't hunt you, I'm going to hunt Hup.
Hup? You okay with that?
David, do you want to hunt Hup with me?
No, I don't want to hunt Hup. He still has a few more weeks to go in his training.
We'll kill him and carve him into meat.
I'm a hunter, Mr. Wolf's Nest.
Oh, you will make me so proud, Hup.
Hup, what are you doing? Don't.
My interest is peaked, David.
Oh, jeez. I don't like this on one bit.
Hup, what kind of oils do you have in the studio?
I don't know. I'm just an apprentice.
Oh, that makes me so sad, Hup. You need to go out and get some oils to anoint yourself in. The oils of a hunter.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, well, tell you what, I have to get back to, there's a hunt coming up.
Is it a manhunt?
Maybe.
Oh, jeez, please don't.
You better show up there next week, David.
No, I won't.
You either show up in a room or over my shoulder as a trophy.
Okay, fine, I guess. And we lost him, he hung up, I guess. Wow, Hup, you know what, I don't know what to do with you anymore. All right, anyway, let's wrap this up. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Clear Spot's coming up. Lisa Lind, another hot Saturday of hot music to get you through your night. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including show archives of past shows and information about various night gigs and side jobs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, Gmail. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Hup, real quick. Final score.
David 5, Mac 1.
Oh, now what, son? Now what? As I scare Lisa and Lynn as they walk into the studio. You know what? We're going to go out with some raining sound off the hot new album, Love and Curses. Boy, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I'm going to go home and take a nap. For Hup, for Mac, I'm David. Goodbye, Austin.